Hello, everyone. This is Vicky with the Vicky Ford Show. I am so happy to be with you. I miss seeing you every now that I'm on every other week. It's such a pleasure to chat with you. And tonight I want to talk about purpose and destiny and your soul contracts, because I had a very interesting experience this week. I spur of the moment trip to the Bahamas with my daughter, and we felt like we just needed a different environment. And I want to tell you that's very, very good sometimes, even though it was retrograde, and it can be a very difficult time during retrograde to travel. But we had a perfect trip. Everything was perfect about it. Spur of the moment trips sometimes are great because you don't have time to have anything go astray on retrograde. But it's fascinating because as a light worker myself, everyone goes through shifts in their lives and changes in their purpose. And I very much am going through that myself. And I know exactly what I want to do and how to do it, but I wanted more clarity. And when I was sitting there watching the beautiful Bahama water going through the cruise ship and just sailing down the ocean, it all came so clear to me. And it was such a wonderful, fabulous moment, if you may, for the law of attraction, because when you know and feel that you already know the direction and the clarity that you are seeking, and it's already here within you, and you start to feel it, that feeling within you is what brings it to you. It's not necessarily, it's not necessarily that you think about what it is, but it basically is that you feel it. And when you start to feel whatever it is that you are wanting to attract, it's not even wanting anymore because it's already there for you. And, it can hit you very hard sometimes when you're going job hunting or you're looking for a relationship and it's like, I want this and I need this and I'm looking for this. And what happens is we get that energy going where we can't really attract it because we're always hoping for it in the future, or it isn't here now. And I really wanted to talk to everybody about purpose tonight. And as my daughter called it, she called it destiny. I think a lot of the new very popular songs now are using the word destiny. And we all have a destiny. The easier it is to live life is when we know what our destiny is to a degree, when we know what our purpose is. I mean, if you have a purpose to inspire, to be inspirational to people, well, I mean, that purpose can be met in many, many, many ways. So you have to learn to fine-tune that purpose. Well, let's just say your purpose is to love. Okay, well, everyone should have a purpose to love, but let's say your purpose is to teach love, and you know this without a doubt, that you love to share with other people about a purpose to love. Well, if your purpose is to love this life, I can promise you without doubt that you are going to have to learn to love yourself first. And you're going to have challenges about loving. And it could be so difficult. It could be that you were abused as a child. You were abandoned as a child. You lost your family as a child. You were orphaned as a child. Because when you have those types of circumstances where your purpose is to love, many times you will have had very difficult circumstances to begin with. Because you are having to learn to love yourself. And it's fascinating because I see, as a Rohan doctor, and Rohan, by the way, is an alchemical type of spiritual counseling that really gets into the thoughts and feelings. And when you really get into your faulty thoughts and feelings, that is when you can change the DNA about life. And that can be a phenomenal experience. So that is when you start really changing the DNA of your life and the direction that your life goes in so that you can reach your soul's purpose. Jay, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I was talking to you before a while back, so I just wanted
That's right. Now, tell me a little bit about what you had called about, because I knew your name sounded very familiar.
Yeah, I think I lost my job around that time. I think I phoned you around that time, I think. Oh, I know how my drum thing was doing, so.
Oh, yes, your drum. Yeah, so are you pushing? I saw your beautiful website. If you'll tell everybody your website, if you'd like to tell that, I'd be glad to share it with everyone. It was a beautiful website. What is your website about drumming?
Yeah, thank you. It's thank you. It's bangthedrum.ca.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I really did. And I've seen you on Skype a few times, and I just have not been able to tune in. So how are you doing with that? Is it building momentum?
My class is down south. You know, this is interesting. My classes down south are better received than they are in where I live right now.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a million people versus 3,000.
That's you have only 3,000 where you are now?
Well, no, the 3,000 is where there was better response.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and I just wonder why.
Well, what part of this area, what is your area that you're looking at that's smaller? What's that area?
It's called Southern Alberta.
Okay. I don't know. I can't make sense out of that. But I'm going to tell you, I just pulled some cards for you, even though you didn't ask a specific question.
Okay.
But, you know, I want to remind you, Jay, that, and then we'll get into your specific question, but I want to remind you that your life is extremely guided right now. You are being divinely guided. It's like they're wanting you to take the steps, because you do have to take the steps, but they're guiding you in your whole purpose. I'm doing a little bit more on purpose tonight, because that's sort of the focus of the show. There's a very important lesson or spiritual journey that you have this life, Jay, is about living your truth. Now, you could say everyone should live their truth, and yes, that's true. But for you, this life, it is about living your truth. Do you know pretty much what your truth is?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because we did a little thing where we pick up a page from a book and tell what our animal is, and one is, you know, about your truth, too.
So there's
no coincidence. Yeah.
Yes, I feel very strongly that that your strong purpose right now, and I'm going to share something with you, because you I pick up a lot from you this evening. Your energy shifted a lot since the last time I talked to you.
Yeah.
It seems calmer. It seems more peaceful, and you know, your truth you will find by discovering yourself. It isn't like there will be one truth or two truths for Jay, but it will be by looking at yourself, looking within, deep within yourself, connecting with, the more you connect with spirit, the more truth, you know, that you will have. But I want to ask you, do you have, you don't even have to answer this. I'm just going to share this with you. I think it'll make it easier. If you're struggling with anybody right now that you disagree with, or if you feel annoyed by someone else's behavior or someone close to you or anything like that, it's right now it's very important that, because your soul is alerting you, and this is just something I'm feeling right now as I channel for you, to avoid slipping into any kind of judgment about them or any kind of just try to stay in a more neutral light, because it has to do with your ascension right now. Because right now it's important for you to restrain from any judging of yourself or others. I don't know why this is coming up, but it's just what's here. You know, just if they don't share your views or if they're different from you, because see, this right now is about your truths. And it's funny, because your truths may be different than my truths Or, you know, Seth is our producer here on BBS. It may be different than Seth's truth, but we're all right. We're all part of God. We're all a symbol of God, and we're all here to show God's love here on earth. So that's simply put. But I don't know why that's coming up, but I just wanted to share because it's like opening your heart and the mind and understanding each person on your path. And because when you understand yourself and you understand your truths and you feel confident in them, Jay, and you feel you know who you are, and you know you can listen to other people's truths. Now, are you familiar with cults and things like that, Jay? I think we talked about that. Yeah, we did. Because, you see, that's what cults are afraid of. They're afraid. They're so afraid of their... They don't even understand their own truths. They're so in fear that they can't even be in honor of other people's truths. So they have to control by fear so that nobody else can have anything opposite or different from them. Because what would they do? They wouldn't know what to do with it. They'd lose their power. See, because they don't feel power within their own truths. If you feel power within your own truth, you don't care what anybody else says. So I don't know why that message is coming up for you, but I have to share it. So I hope it has some meaning for you. It obviously does. You said it came up on those other two, that other. That
yeah, pic- I know, I did.
Yeah. So, you know, the way you discover your truths is to discover you. Just discover you, and I would imagine drumming would be good. And are you going to be able to do this? Are you going to have to get any kind of part-time job, Jay, or are you going to be able to handle it on the this path?
Well, I've got just started a job today.
Good.
And
it's
very nice. Good. Yeah, it's I got laid off from my job, and I think I asked you about that before.
It was
too,
about a month ago. It feels like about a month ago or 6 weeks
ago.
Is that
about
right?
And I got a job actually one day. Actually, it was actually I accepted job offer on my birthday last month, and I got a job started today, which is a new beginning if you do it numerology wise. So it's a very flexible job, and it looks like it's it feels like a very good job to work. You know,
is this your birthday?
So basically, I had a job.
Oh my
I sent in my resume. Yeah,
oh
I sent in my
gosh.
Resume, and I got a job interview the same day, and then I got a job offer that night when I was writing my thank you letter.
Well,
so I
see,
got
that's your new beginnings, yeah. I don't know if we talked about that and when we talked earlier, but new beginnings can make a huge difference. What's your year?
My year?
How old are you?
Oh, 1964.
Oh, you were born in 1964. I just want to look at something here because you're in a three. This is interesting that you're starting anew. And that's so exciting. And are you happy in the job?
Yeah,
you think you'll be happy
neat,
in it?
Actually, yeah, it was a pretty good day for learning stuff, but fixing equipment as usual. But so it was a good day.
Well, I'm going to just tell you right now, just starting on your birthday, and happy birthday, by the way. Everybody sing happy birthday to Jay so
happy
we can hear him. So everybody can hear it. But right now, this is very important that you possess unconditional love for all of life's creatures and for yourself. This is a year for you to really symbolize, honoring yourself, loving yourself, loving other people. It's the law of preservation. I mean, it is just, it's not about ego, and I'm not talking about that. You know better than that anyway, but it's almost like the Mother Earth within you. It's almost getting in touch with the feminine side of you, with the abundance of the earth. Just be very, just honor yourself this year. It's going to be a beautiful, a nurturing year for you, a providing and a giving year for you. So just honor that, okay? And I think that this feels very good. Your energy feels excellent tonight. I'm telling you, it feels really, not that it didn't before, it just feels even better, okay? I have to be careful because I don't want you to think you had bad energy before. You didn't have bad energy before. It just feels even better. So just take that and take, and you know what? Find your truth. Ask Spirit every night, Jay, you know, show me my truths. You know, help me to learn what is true for me. And you know what I can give you? One main spiritual guidance for what truth is for you. What brings you joy? It's very close to your name, by the way. I would imagine no. if your parents had had a girl, they probably would have called you Joy, because Jay and Joy are very close. So I feel like that is the greatest gift I can give you this evening, is when you say, what is truth for me? It's what brings you joy. And I'm not talking about drugs, joy. I'm talking about true in your heart joy. And then you'll know, oh, that's true for me, because it brings me happiness. It brings me peace. It brings me grace. And that's your truth, okay?
Yep.
Okay? All right?
Okay.
So I hope that helps,
thank
and congratulations. Yeah, it was great talking to you. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, everybody tune in to his website. It's a great website. It's about drumming. It's awesome. I'm going to a sweat lodge this Saturday, Jay, and we'll be doing drumming up there. So,
okay, well, that's a prayer for you. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Well, have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, thank you. And I will be taking my next caller. We're going to be scooting over in a different part of the world in a moment. I want to remind you that when we're working with our purpose, it's extremely important to stay joyful. Because if you're doing something that brings you down and brings you into an unhappy state of being, I can promise you, you're not on purpose. Now, certainly we can shift our viewpoints about what we're doing. You know, we can't just drop our jobs and say, oh, doesn't make me happy. I mean, we live in the physical world. But there we can shift our viewpoint about our job and find some way to find a happiness in there to bring happiness. And that can shift. And that may be part of the purpose right there, is to find joy in what you're doing, or find something joyful in it until you know what else you can do. So I just want to share that. Emily, how are you?
Oh, hi there. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you. I don't think we've spoken before, have we, Emily?
No, I haven't. I've listened to you before, though.
I always remember people. So how's California this evening, Sacramento?
Yeah, it's a little bit cold, but I'm not going to complain because 60's not like that bad.
No, that feels good. We have a heat wave here in Georgia, so it feels pretty warm. 60, I would welcome. So, well, listen, what is your question, Emily? What is your concern this evening?
I don't know. Does it have to be purpose-related? Because I have a...
No, not at all. No.
My issue is I'm in the process of moving right now, and I don't really know where I'm going to land. I'm looking for places, but I only have a certain amount of money that's available to me to make the move. And I'm just a little concerned as to how this is all going to pan out.
Okay. Now, first off, I want to, I feel that moving east is going to be, now that doesn't mean you have to go all the way over to the East Coast, but I feel that moving east is probably more appropriate for you than moving. Well, Sacramento, you can't get much west than that, but you could go to Hawaii. Well, I mean, you could go to Hawaii or someplace like that, or Alaska, but I don't feel that for you. I feel that, are you wanting to move out of California? Because that's what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. I just have to ask you that.
Oh, no, I wasn't even considering that.
Oh, you're not. Okay. All right. So you want to stay in California, but you want to get out of Sacramento? Or because I'm just feeling a move east for you. That I have to tell you what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull some cards for you. But I feel that it is a good move for you. But this is, let me just see. I mean, this is a brief reading, but there seems to be, have you even looked for jobs anyplace else? Are you even attempting to land a job first? I'm sorry, what?
I was going to say that's a whole other question, but yeah, I'm like right now just been interviewing.
And okay.
It's been pretty slow lately, but.
Okay, are you interviewing in the Sacramento area only?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then you need to move east in the Sacramento area. Then that's probably the message I'm getting. But listen, that doesn't mean that you have to move east, you know, miles and miles. It could just be a little east of you. You know, I just keep getting east. That's the word I get. Now, I want to tell you that I think you are going to be getting a job soon, and I think that's going to make a difference as to where you're going to be moving. Now, I feel that you're it's interesting because I'm very familiar with Sacramento. I feel that you're almost – I don't know if I want to call it a condo or an apartment or a – I don't know what the words they use in California. But I see this place, and I sense that it has a two stories to it. So I'm not sure if it's going to be your home that's two stories or if you're moving into a garden apartment. I'm not sure what I'm seeing right now, but I'm just seeing what I'm seeing. And you're going to have a lot more happiness there than you do now. So are you looking to rent or to buy?
I'm looking to rent, and I actually was looking at an apartment building that is a garden-style apartment building.
And that's what I'm seeing, and that's the place that you're going to be going to. It's facing – now, isn't this interesting? It may be facing east. I get a sense, though, that the garden itself – I sense that you walk into the house on the south end, the south side, but I feel that it's east of you. I just feel that it's east of you. And it's a garden apartment because I see a garden. I see it on the first floor, and I do, but I see something above you. Now, that doesn't mean that the apartment can't be two-story, but it just means that wherever you are, you enter your home on the bottom level.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, and I see you having, you must like flowers or something because I see flowers around you, plants. I get the word plants around you. Now, I feel a job is coming to you, and I feel that your interviewing is going to work, and I feel that you need to let go. This is very important now. Mm-hmm. I feel that you need to let go of any preconceived ideas or any thoughts that, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen if this doesn't work? This is a very strong time for you, Emily. It's about, I just feel the need. I don't like to use the word surrender because people are like, how in the world do you surrender? Yeah, but it's about your soul's purpose is to temper everything in your lower nature and live free of any compulsive needs. Anything that makes you feel addictive, if you have any addictions right now of any kind of thoughts that won't go away, any kind of victimization where you feel like a victim in a situation, part of your soul's purpose is to get rid of, not in a, when I say get rid of something, I don't mean throw it away. I mean send it to the light. Rid yourself of those concerns and send them to the light for healing. But I get a very strong sense that it's very, it's a time for you to really let go of any, and we don't have to talk about what they may be, but any addiction that you have, whether it be food, whether it be too much sugar, if whether it be a thought, a boyfriend, whatever. Huh?
Yeah, thought patterns. Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about then, okay?
Yeah, I feel like
right.
I do.
Now, listen very carefully. These things, and people think of addiction as alcohol, drugs, food. That's not necessarily true. It can be overspending. It can be overworking. It can be gambling. And it can be not using your power. It can be as simple as not honoring yourself. You're addictive to giving away your power. It can be all forms of this. So don't buy just into the fact, well, it's food, drink, or wine or something. It's not. But listen. When you have any, or any of us, Emily, have any kind of addiction of at all, whether it be one thought that won't go away, or I've got to get this, I've got to have this, I've got to have him, that robs you of your creativity and your peace.
Yeah, and your freedom.
It does. And that's right now your soul's lesson. Emily, that is your soul's lesson. So whatever's going on with this job and this move, you know, I think I heard you say earlier, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? It's going to go very smoothly and it's going to go beautifully because you're going to ask the universe to make it beautiful and smooth for you and to take away all those addictive, negative, miserable, disappointing, fearful thoughts or emotions to make it otherwise, because those are the toxicities. You know, we can eat. Listen, Emily, I don't know why I'm sharing this with you, but there's a reason. You could be a vegan. You could be a vegetarian. You could eat holistic foods or organic foods. And if your thought patterns are still not positive and very whole and pure and honest and truthful for you, then you still can get sick, because it is not just the foods we eat. It's also our thoughts and what's going on in our bodies. And everybody goes through this, sweetie. You're not, you know, you're not, nobody. We're all going through that. I'm having to release something in my life, you know, that I've had a difficult time with. So we all have to go through it. It's just that we have to have the willingness and the understanding to do it. Because otherwise it becomes some mysterious, oh, what am I doing? And then you go back into it because you don't understand it. So now your soul is asking you to kind of let go and break down all that discomfort and bring in the new forces of freedom, because you have a lot of creative power that you have not used, Emily. Lots of it. There is so much of this. I feel that this new job that you're getting is going to bring in a little bit more creativity for you, but I'm going to have to tell you, it's going to be you deciding that this job will bring you more creativity, because the job is out there, but I feel like it's some time, I'll tell you right down to it, it's time for you to care for yourself in a way, Emily, that you haven't done it before. That's not about ego. It's about caring for yourself in a beautiful, loving way. Can I help you with that? Do you know what I'm talking about when I say that, Emily?
I feel like what you're trying to say is that a lot of my mental process has been set up in a way that it's kind of been holding me back. And for the last few years, I've been working it out so that it no longer has that sort of control over me. And
yes.
I feel like I am ready to let that go. Every single way possible. So I completely understand what you're saying.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to do a real quick exercise. And anybody that's listening that wants to share in can do it. Because this is a teaching show. It's not just about giving readings, but it's a teaching show. I want you to take every single possible thought and emotion that you do not want. And in your quiet time, we can't do it on you know, live radio, because we just don't have the time. But I want you to really ask Spirit this evening. Ask Archangel Michael. He's very strong with you. You have Archangel Raphael with you. You have Mother Mary, and you have the Christ consciousness with you. I want you, Emily, to ask them to please take away this. Take it to the light. Don't throw it to the earth. You don't want anybody else picking it up. You know, we got enough of it on the earth. I want you to ask Spirit, whomever you want to ask, to kindly, beautifully take it away this evening. It's early there. You got lots of time tonight. It's only 6:30 there. And ask them over the nighttime while you're sleeping, right before you go to sleep, to take away this and take it to the light for healing. And if there's anything or anybody that's bothering you in your life that you can't get rid of, an addictive relationship or you know, discomfort with somebody that is in your family or something, just say, Spirit, bring me peace. Bring me peace with this person. And I do spiritual counseling through Rohan, through this all the time. We're doing a very simplified version of it. But it does help. And if it comes back, then you just ask to release it deeper. Because there are always layers. We can only, you know, sometimes we can release so much, and then we have to go back in. Something will trigger it, and we'll say, oh, well, there's more healing. Oh, good. Thank you, Spirit, for showing me that there's more healing. We don't get mad at ourselves when we think that things, and I'm sharing this with you because I do not want you to feel that you did not do a good job if 2 or 3 days from there you get another negative thought. You're on planet Earth, Emily. So what I want you to do is just say, okay, well, there's something deeper. Thank you, Spirit, for showing me that. And ask Spirit to take it to the light. This is what we call alchemical spiritual healing. And yes, it's transformation. It is transforming the DNA. And you can do this, and it does work. So that's my message for you tonight, Emily. And I want you to find that apartment is waiting for you. It feels like... it feels good. It feels very good, and it has some good numbers on it. I'm seeing. I don't want to give you the numbers because it could be the numbers on the street, it could be the numbers on the apartment. But I get a 1, 3, 6, and 9, and I don't know what that's representing because I just see those numbers. New beginnings for you, endings of things. You also have leadership abilities that you need to start working on and using. Because you have a lot of gifts, and it's time for you to shine. It is a very strong time for you to shine. So really address anything that doesn't make you feel joyful and doesn't make you have that joy of your unlimited creativity. You know, let that go, because you can't have that and anything that's doesn't dwell with that. You have to be free of one to have the other. Okay.
Got you.
Yeah,
thank
Emily,
so
thanks
much
for
thank
calling
you.
In. And yeah, it was a pleasure chatting with you. I really enjoyed
it. I appreciate
it.
Your help.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Good night. And I just want to share, you know, purpose is such a big word these days, and we all have purposes on this earth to love and to inspire. Some of us have stronger purposes than others. But as I had said earlier, how we know whether or not we are fulfilling our purpose is whether it brings us joy. And so if you have a truth, like I was talking to, you know, earlier, if something is not true to you and you do something and it clamps down your solar plexus, that area right below your heart, or if your heart gets hurting from it, you know, you have to evaluate that, y'all. That's why we have feelings. The reason why we have emotions is for us to say, ooh, something's not quite right here. If we get a sick feeling when we're about to go do something, I can tell you right now, you need to stop and not do it. I mean, you know, someone may say, oh, well, that's just your fear. And it may be your fear. And, you know, you have to, somewhere along the way, you have to learn discernment. But you're not going to really get that discernment until you have gone deep within yourself. That's why I went through being a Rohan therapist. And Rohan is just a word that was termed. Patricia Hayes is from Delphi University, and she founded the Rohan Institute there. And she taught us all about Rohan. And what it is it's so profoundly simple, but yet it is so deep within each and every one of us. We're all very, very similar. We're different in the way that we create our lives, but we're very similar in the fact that we all feel many times unloved. Many of us feel abandoned. We have fears, and we have, you know, a fear of death, and we have different. There are four things that all of us have, and when we go through these fears, we have to discern whether this is a fear. Like if you're about to get on an airplane and you have a fear that it's going to crash, and you know you have a past life that you were on a plane and you were in a plane crash, yes, you're going to have fear about going on that plane. But I will tell you, if you have that gut-wrenching fear, the best thing to do is to go get a past life regression. And I'm not just saying that because I do them. I'm saying it because it can change your life. Go get a past life regression. Handle the thought that happened when you passed away in that lifetime, because that is the faulty thought and the emotions attached to it that you're carrying through to this life. So if you have a deep, deep fear that something is going to happen to you, boy, I don't know. You know, there are two ways. You've got to learn discernment. You've got to know your own truths, because I'm not going to sit here and say go on the plane, because if you really believe it's going to crash, you know what? I wouldn't want to be on the plane with somebody who believed that the plane was going to crash. I mean, you know, you have to find discernment and you have to know your own truths. Just like I was talking earlier to Jay, it's very, very important. So I just wanted to share that with everyone. We're going to visit. We're going to take a little trip from California. Well, actually, I'm in Georgia. We just left California. We're going to go to Wisconsin. Cynthia, how are you?
Hi, Vicki.
Hi. How are things going in Wisconsin?
Well, it's a chilly spring.
Okay. I've heard it's snowing and different things.
Well, not yet. It's actually about 55 now, so that's been a warm spell for us.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yes. That's amazing. When is your birthday, Cynthia?
July the 8th, 1953.
1953. You and I are very close in age. So, okay. Well, I just want to, you're not quite, quite there at your birthday yet. So this year for you, let me just look something up for you, is going to be a 14 year. I just want to see something here. Right now you're in a 13. I just want to share this because it feels important to tell you. This year that you are in has probably been one of the most, it should be ending on your birthday. Probably the most evolutionary changes that you have gone through in everything. I mean, it probably a transformation, getting rid of the old, bringing in the new, coming up on your birthday. Oh my gosh. I mean, you probably feel like you have been devoured by energies that you don't understand and are far greater than you. So this has been a very powerful, probably one of your greatest years. So I just want to share that with you. So what is your question tonight?
There's a lot. Yeah, obviously you hit the nail on the head with regard to it's been a huge transformational year internally. Mm. I don't think it's manifesting externally yet.
No, it wouldn't this year. You got to go through your changes, Cynthia. You're going to have to go through your changes for that to happen. But you see, you've coming up on a birthday just in a couple of months, and mm-hmm. you're gonna be going into a very creative time period. You've got some major alchemical creativity. I mean, old forms going away, recreating yourself. It's already started now, but you're going to see it more in the world this year, and then the next year. Oh my gosh, in 2013, honey, you're going to be celebrating. It's going to be a year of celebration for you, so just remember that. Okay, now what's happening this year that I can assist you with? Because, you know, we can't go forward. We got to be in the now.
Yes, I agree. And that's hard to do. Well, there's a few things. I've only been in Wisconsin about a year and a half. I don't plan on staying here much past my birthday. It's too cold. I came from California. I lived in California 28 years.
Oh, my goodness.
But I didn't live in a warm part of California. I lived in Central California, so it did get chilly, but just not snow.
Okay.
You know, I left California because I needed change. I got change. I'm currently just helping my daughter in recovery from heroin addiction, but I feel she's in a good space at the moment. So I'm okay. She's living with me now and will be for a few months.
Okay.
But she's doing well. I'm okay with that. That's not – I know I'm going to leave here. And I know it's probably going to be within the next 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
Can you tell? I mean, and I don't really have any idea other than heading south where to go.
Wow, that's interesting. I've had two calls tonight on this. Where am I going? Isn't that fascinating?
Right.
When you say south, you're talking, you still feel like you need to be a little close to your daughter is what I'm sensing. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. I do still, I feel like for maybe another year, she might need me to be within driving range.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that that's important. Let's just see. I feel like because you're going through a rejuvenation yourself and you need to, I can see why you need to shift your energy there. I feel that you have given greatly of yourself, but I'm going to share something and I'll get to your question in a moment. I feel that there is a time when you have to allow her to live her own journey and find out if she can do this. And that's what I'm feeling is going to be, because it's a time for you of rejuvenation. And I'll tell you when I feel like you're going to move is around your birthday. Right now, you need to be where you are. You already said it yourself, but I mean, I'm just going by what I'm feeling from spirit. You need to stay where you are. I feel like early fall can be, depending on where you live, I guess, August, September, October. August, when I think of early fall, August is certainly not it. That's summer, but some people think of it as that. But what I want you to do, because I feel like that you're not leaving enough time for yourself right now, and you're about to go into a time where you need to spirit yourself with connection a little bit more. You just need to rejuvenate your spirit. I mean, it's like there's something going on. You're already going through this year of rejuvenation, of transformation. And I feel coming up for you is your soul's purpose right now is to connect with a little bit more fun stuff, a little bit more unstructured time. And I get a sense for you that when you thinking of the South, what is below Wisconsin? I do not know the geography at this moment.
Oh, where well, I mean, there's Illinois, there's Ohio, there's Tennessee, there's Alabama.
Tennessee. Oh, I get chills on Tennessee. I get absolute chills on Tennessee. Alabama doesn't feel right. Ohio was getting better. Florida is a long way from Wisconsin as far as your daughter goes.
My daughter's moving to Alabama.
Okay. All right. Okay. So she's going to be down there anyway. Tennessee, gosh, they get a lot of snow. If you're going to go to Tennessee, then, you know, go in the southern parts because otherwise you're going to be having a lot of cold weather. I got a great feeling on Tennessee, and now let me feel with Florida. I get spirit waving yes on Florida. I get a very, I'll tell you what, there's a lot. Can you be over by the water? You need to be by the water.
Yeah.
You need to be. Now, I just left Florida this week. I went down to the Bahamas. There are two sides of Florida. There's, of course, the West Coast, and there's the East Coast, and I'm feeling very West Coast for you. It's just right down on the, well, the East Coast just doesn't feel right to you, I mean for you. I'm just telling you what I feel. That's all I can do. But the West Coast feels right for you. There's a little panhandle area right up in there that feels right. I'm just going to tell you this because I know this. Do not go too far south.
Okay.
Cynthia, there's some earth changes that are happening in the southern parts of Florida, and I would stay away from there. I would, if you're going to go anywhere, go. I can see this little. You know where the panhandle is? It's that little curve. It's that curve that goes around there. I don't even know the name of it, but Spirit is just showing me that curve wherever that is. I want you to check around there. Start looking on the internet. I don't know if you're renting or buying. I don't feel like you'll have any trouble buying or renting. It's your decision. But if you're going to buy, just be aware that your insurance is going to be very, very high up there, or down there, I should say. But I'm feeling, I just feel it. I get a feeling on Tennessee, but I also get a better feeling on Florida for you, but not South Florida, please. North Florida.
Okay.
Feels much
where there's water, coast kind of thing.
Yes, it has to be. You have to be on the water. I feel it strongly for you. Because listen, I wanted to just share one more thing. You need to enjoy life more. It's about, this is your soul's lesson, is to enjoy life. Don't just limit your fun to a vacation once a week. Or once a week out of a year, but it's something about something, and it's very important that I share this with you because your soul's lesson right now is to enjoy life more, and it means on a daily basis. And it's interesting because you and I are very close in age, and I'm going through the same thing, Cynthia. It's not about just taking a week's vacation and go hoo-ha, and you know, like some of those people I saw on the cruise ship this week, it's like they'd never ever had fun. And it's like they had to squash it all into 3 days. And I was like, oh, my gosh, we need to vacation every day and then take a real vacation. But your lesson right now, Cynthia, very strong message is for you to really, really, really enjoy every moment. And even with your daughter, I want you to find something a spirit is telling me to share with you every day about your daughter. And then look at your life because you have – I get excitement when I look in your aura. You have a lot of, you have some disbursement in your energy right now because it's leaving. There's a lot of old energy leaving you now in your aura. Some old energy's leaving you. So be grateful. Be in joy for that. And then around your birthday, I would say probably July, August, September, somewhere in there, August, September, October even, you're going to know. You don't need anybody to even tell you. You're going to know when it's the right time to go. There's a house down there. I see it. It has this little front porch on it. It's a wooden home. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you that it's real new because it doesn't feel real new. But I see this house for you, and I feel like you're almost going to rent it at first. I don't necessarily feel like you're going to buy it, but you probably could end up buying it. But it feels so Southern, and it feels so comfortable. You're going to find a lot of joy there, a lot of joy. But find the joy now.
Okay.
And then the home will be joyful for you when you go. Okay.
Okay. Do you see anything with a job in that area? What kind of work I would be doing? I want to change jobs totally. I want to like do 180-degree turn. But
yeah. Well, what I would start doing now is I would start picking that area. I know that area. I can see it. It's in the right in that little turn area. I don't know what the mm-hmm. name of the town, but it could be in several towns. I want you to write down exactly what you love. Do you know exactly what you want to do? I mean,
yeah,
no,
I do.
Not
yes, I do.
Okay. Well, then start looking for jobs in that area.
Okay.
Go look in three or four different towns. Start doing some investigation. It is research time for you. You've got the time, with helping your daughter right now. And find what you want to do, and it will come to you. Be in joy now as best
okay.
as you can, and the work is not the issue for you. It's going to flow for you.
Okay.
Being in joy right now and feeling like you're a little bit on vacation every day, that's going to make everything flow for you much easier, okay?
Oh, Vicky, thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You're very welcome. It's nice talking with you. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. And I just want to share this before I take we're going to move up to Connecticut. Just always when you're in a time and space, especially when you're going through periods where you're going through major transformations, it's sometimes very difficult to find joy, but it is vital for all of us to find every moment that we can to find something that brings us happiness, even if it's just a little walk or a patting of your dog or something like that. So, Pat, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Vicki?
I'm doing very well. I don't think we've spoken before.
Oh, we have. I think you're terrific.
Yeah. Good. Well, it's nice to hear from you. Yeah. Well, tell me what's going on.
Well, I just got accepted into artist housing, and I probably even asked you about it. And this is one of the best things that has probably happened to me in my whole life. My life's been really difficult, so this is going to give me almost a new life.
Now, tell me what kind of housing.
It's artist housing. It's been in the making for 10 years. It's affordable housing for people, quality living. The rent depends on your income, but they also wanted artists in this project. So
how
I was
fabulous.
Accepted in. It's wonderful.
Oh my goodness. So when are you planning on moving?
Well, it can go May 1st, or actually I picked an apartment above some artist studios, and that may be June 1st, which would be better.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be June. I got more of a feeling on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel more like June 1st because you know what? One extra month is not – if it's better for you, the energy is going to be very powerful on that one that you're talking about in June. That's going to be a very powerful energy for you because, you know, that's where you're living. So you want good energy there, but it feels – very good. Make sure you get some smudge anytime that anytime you move into a new place, no matter how good it feels, always smudge it, okay? Always
even
smudge
it.
Even
when it's newly built?
I would, yeah. Yeah, even
okay,
if it's
great.
Newly built. Oh, we want people were there building it, you know?
Right, that's good
you
advice.
You have energy from the people building it. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So,
I have, I rescued a dog that I was going to foster him and find a new home, but he was so traumatized, I knew I couldn't get a home for him, so I'm keeping him and trying to learn how to deal with fear and aggression, and I'm doing lots of homeopathic stuff, And he's doing wonderfully inside, but I have to move like at a snail's pace with people and dogs in the outside world. And I just hope that it's not going to be a problem with him there. I'm hoping he will sort of contain himself when we're moving
around.
Did they say
you could have dogs?
They're giving me a dog. It's an accommodation for people who, for therapeutic reasons.
Okay.
Because I'm on disability.
Okay. I think the dog will be fine. Now, let me just tell you what I'm feeling. I feel the little dog has some. What I want you to do what did you name your dog?
Chance.
Chance. That's a boy?
Yeah.
It's a boy. Okay. Chance needs some energy work on his back. I don't know that he'll let you rub his tummy, but he feels like in his neck and all the way down his spine. I'm seeing what he needs. I'm seeing the energy on his spine. Pat, I want you to take the energy. I want you to give him a soft back rub. But as you take the energy down the spine, I want you to throw it to the light, you know, kind of throw it up to the light and ask the angels to come take it.
Okay.
And I feel that it's almost, I can't call it a, well, it is a massage. You know what? It's a massage.
Okay.
It's a massage, but it's an energy. You're doing a spiritual healing on Chance. You take we call it a lotus massage, but you kind of take the energy and you lift it up. You shake it up and you do it in a light way where it feels good to Chance, but he needs some energy shifts. He needs some energy shifts.
Okay.
Now, he has come to you. You know why he's come to you, because y'all are going to do fine together, okay? He's teaching you patience. He's teaching you to follow through on a plan for success by taking sequential steps every day. This is very important for you because it isn't just about you anymore. It's about him. And he's teaching you. He's teaching you. You're just teaching step by step by step by step, and that's what I'm feeling for you. It's very beautiful. It's very beautiful. I feel a warmness in my heart with him coming to you. I really do.
Yeah,
it feels
so
beautiful.
There are times when I thought I'd have to put him down, and he's just.
How old is he? How old is he? Oh, he's two. Okay.
There's not a mean bone in his body, and
okay. Why would you have? Why do you feel like you might have to put him down?
Because he would escape, and he'd go after people and lunge at them.
Oh, okay.
And go up to them.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if that continues, you know, you need to talk to him. Just say, look, Chance, you know what? You're going to have to be put down if you don't get a grip on this. And he's got so much energy, he doesn't know what to do with it. If you can't keep him, you can't keep him. But I feel for whatever reason he has come to you, and you may have to leash train him. And if he starts tearing, he doesn't tear anything up, does he?
No. He is on a leash.
Okay, good.
I
feel that... I feel like you need to do the homeopathic because stuff is very good. Probably the best food for him is that blue food. It's called blue. It's expensive. But you can go look at the ingredients of that blue and then try to find some that's similar to it if you can't.
Okay.
It's very expensive food, so be careful because it's highly expensive. But the dogs do better on that. It helps their system and it helps. He's got a lot of stuff going on in his body, but it's all emotional. It feels emotional.
Right.
A lot of some stuff in his heart. So, but I feel like, and go to my website at VickiFord.com. Go check there every week or two because I have a pet reincarnation lady we're going to be doing another show together. You just missed it a couple of weeks ago. And we're going to be doing a show together and you can ask her some questions on the dog as well. Okay. Yeah. So, but I'm feeling that the dog needs some energy work on his back, and I think that it's a trust issue. He has heart troubles. He doesn't trust anybody, and if you let him go now, I'm gonna tell you this. If you put him down, would be more humane than giving him to somebody else. It makes
That's
me
what
almost.
I felt.
Yes. I'm going to tell you something, Pat. Don't give him to somebody else because he could get abused or something. Either put him down or keep him yourself.
I know. People look at me like I'm crazy when I talk about, I might have to put him down. But I know it would be more humane. But at this point, I won't give him up. I think,
don't give him to anybody else. This dog has gone through too much trauma for being 2 years old. Do not do that. I feel that there's a gift in this, and I feel that y'all are going to be very well, do very well together. So,
yesterday I realized I'm just like him. To me, the whole world pokes at me, and I have fear and aggression. So I realize, he's here to teach me.
Well, there is a soul contract here. So honor that. I don't think you're going to have to put him down. I'll be honest with you. I don't feel that at all. I don't feel that at all. I mean, I think that it's more honorable to do that than to give him away. But anyway, keep in touch with VickiFord.com. I'm going to have to go for now because our time is almost ending, And
Bless you.
Thank you. Bless you for adopting
here. Bye-bye.
And I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to talk to Jim. But, Jim, call back in 2 weeks or you go to my VickiFord.com website And I want to thank each and every one of you this evening for calling in. If you didn't get a chance to chat this evening, I will be back on in 2 weeks. And I am so pleasured to talk to each and every one of you. Remember to honor yourself, to love yourself. And visit me at VickiFord.com. Be blessed, and I will talk to you soon. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Good night.